I want to kind of switch gears here for just a second. You know, we're talking about sales approaches and everything. I get a lot of questions from new resellers who come on board that say, hey, I've got to put together a marketing plan. You know, we'll talk a little bit about sales approach and cold contacting and things like that, but they'll ask me, what kind of marketing plan should I put together? I really want to ramp up quick. I want to start generating revenues the first 30, 60 days, especially with your new lease program. You know, I could hit, you know, the mom and pop small business market really quick with the lease program. How would you establish a marketing plan? You know, what would you say to a new reseller who you know, has been in business and has some existing clients, maybe wants to do some cold calling with the document imaging product? What kind of marketing plan, or how would you establish a marketing plan for somebody just starting out?
You know, that's a good question, you know, that's in the minds of everybody when they go into a new product or a new endeavor. The way I would approach it and kind of, you know, looking at, I tend to look at something in a very short term, intermediate term, and long term. And in the short term, I would suggest that you start with your existing customers. And the reason is these people are very approachable. You shouldn't have any problems getting a face-to-face meeting. And in many, you know, most cases, you wouldn't even need a light key, although I still think that it applies because it's going to, you know, demonstrate something tangible to them. But you wouldn't need it to get the meeting. You should be able to call up a customer and say, yeah, I've got something to share with you that could have a tremendous impact on, you know, your business. And I would just like 10, 15 minutes of your time. You know, when can we get together in the next couple of weeks? One of the things we did, if some of you have, I know some of you have been out there, maybe some of you haven't been out there, but we created what's called the sales dashboard. And it's a sales process that you can follow through for during your first month that's going to take you right through how you would do each and every step of the process. And it breaks it down into small, manageable steps so that, you know, you're never spending much time at it and you can grasp the idea of that step, you know, right then. Now, some people will do, you know, two or three steps all in the same day. Others will do, you know, a single step at a time. But if you go out to our reseller, log into our reseller site, you would have access to the sales dashboard. And I would really encourage you to, you know, use that as a guideline for your sales process as you're getting started during the first, you know, 30, 60 days. I then look at intermediate and longer term, and there comes a point in everybody's business where you're going to have, you know, you're going to run out of clients to talk to, and you're going to have to start cold calling. And again, you know, there's not anybody that I know of that likes, you know, cold calling. It's just something that you have to do. And I think what we talked about earlier makes that process a fun, easy process, non-threatening, so that, you know, you can talk to anybody. But what you do need is a constant flow of new prospects into your business. And, you know, so I would lay out a plan that would allow you to, you know, meet your objectives. Now, I think one of the things that I look at is being, you know, and I've managed salespeople in the past, and, you know, I've kind of approached it the same way myself, is it doesn't matter how busy I am, you know, I can see at least one new prospect a day, because we're only talking about it, you know, taking 15 minutes of time to see one prospect a day. And that one prospect a day, you're going to see 250 prospects a year. And I would bet that that's far more than anybody's currently seeing. Now, it may not be. I mean, you may have some people that are really out there, you know, pounding the streets. But for most people, another 250 prospects a year becomes pretty significant. And you're going to become very comfortable so that, you know, obviously you're never going to close all the sales and that type of thing, but you should be in a position where, you know, you're looking at, and I'll use a range because it's been a range that's been fairly accurate, anywhere from 40% to 80% of the people that you walk into with, you know, and approach about this, you should be able to secure a second appointment in order to demo the software to them and gather some information about, you know, their particular market or company.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I had something to add to that also. You know, you were talking, you know, about basically putting in new prospects via cold calling. On another call, I'd like to discuss a couple of tactics like referral relationships or joint ventures with other companies that sort of gravitate in the same area of document imaging. What I've seen over the years is you may have a joint venture. You know, if you're selling document imaging software or services, you may joint venture with a file storage facility or document shredding companies. They gladly would, you know, like to get referrals from your customers, you know, customers who are scanning documents. They need to shred them eventually or purge those documents or vice versa, you know. Any kind of referral relationships that can generate prospects for both of your, you know, relationships on both sides, you can send your customers to have document shred company to, you know, recommend the document imaging software. So good referral relationships, you know, is a good part of your marketing plan. Joint ventures, you could create a joint venture where there's some kind of, you know, revenue share there. But you tend to see file storage facilities, document shredding, and document imaging services and software sales all kind of gravitate in the same area. Matter of fact, a lot of our resellers, and there may be a couple on the call today, who offer all three services.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah, so you can definitely see where those three, you know, definitely interoperate with each other. And if there's anybody out there who's doing one and not the others, try to find other companies that are doing one and not the others that's, you know, across from you and develop a joint venture or referral relationship. We'll talk more about that on another call.
That's a good point, Aaron, because, you know, obviously with our reseller process, that's exactly what we've done is we're expanding our business through that joint partnership type of relationship, and it can lead to some very, very significant business. Our largest sales have come as a result of joint venturing with some other people. So,
yeah, I definitely want to dedicate another call coming up to that.